produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Lord God. Lord, just asking you once more, Lord God, to just cover me, Lord God. Give me the right words to say to your people on today, Lord God. Lord, allow everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God, whatever it is that they're going through, Lord God, that trouble don't last always. And then finding balance in you, Lord God, that all things will remain new or become new in the midst of all that we're going through, Lord God. And allow them to sleep peacefully on tonight, Lord God. Allow me to sleep peacefully on tonight, Lord God. Lord, keep cover each and everyone's family, Lord God. From the top monarch to the little bitty baby that has just been born into the family, Lord God. Lord, cover the bishop, the apostles, and everyone here at Nurture by Natasha Radio. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for just using me as a vessel once more. Thank you so much. Great day to each and every one of you. I am super delighted to be here on today. And just to share with you briefly, just once more, I am super happy about so many things, right? We can be grateful for so many things in life. But one thing for sure is that we all go through different things in life that can taint our happiness, right? And not allowing someone to have that, but also finding balance in the things that we do on a day-to-day. And so today I want to share with you more in reference to the balance and part of the self-care wheel of definitely taking time to put the mask on you, in which we definitely try our best to practice here on the forefront with all of you in the midst of encouraging you as well. And so the first thing that I want to definitely share with you, that read and believe your Bible. Read and believe your Bible. Oftentimes we can get so astray from just life hustle and bustle that we forget to stand firm on his word, right? It's one thing to hide the word in your heart, but to definitely to dive in and to know more intricate things about the Bible and the parables. And so I'm super grateful for that on today, that the Bible shows us that God desires our happiness in spite of the problems that come to us all. The psalmist wrote, "I will be glad and rejoice in you." And that's in Psalms 9, chapter 9, verses 2, "And weeping made endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning," which goes down to chapter 30, verses 5. And Isaiah wrote, "With joy you will draw water from a well of salvation, and then you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace." And so I love the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms have so many wonderful, wonderful things. And listen, even in the midst of reading your Bibles, and you listen to different psalmists of how they have taken and put melodies to it. Sometimes in the midst of us being unhappy with certain situations that we have no control of, that's going on in our lives, listen, we got to read our Bibles. We got to believe in our Bibles. And we got to have a song in our heart that's going to help us to get through those times. That's going to give us that balance that we need on the day to day. I'm sure someone else out there can truly, truly agree. Number two is we got to leave hurts behind. We got to leave hurts behind. Do you sometimes feel hopeless or helpless? I'm sure we all have been there. And if you live a little longer, I'm sure you can feel hopeless and helpless along the way sometimes. And hurt are those hurts from past that are still painful, right? So many things in our past that can hurt us. And sometimes our mindset just won't allow us to get past that place because we just been hurt. And that person may not have said, "I'm sorry." And even though the Bible tells us to forgive and all of that, you never forget, right? And so if you are not alone, the Bible tells us that God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble. And that's in the book of Psalms, chapter 46, verse 1. And anger can be an important step in healing process. And so it's okay to be angry because you're human. So touch yourself and let yourself know that it's okay that sometimes we may get angered in the midst of the things that happen, right? Because we're human. Jesus, he came down and he walked the earth and he even dealt with some things while he was here. He dealt with a lot of things that many of us, let's be truthful, that wouldn't deal with on today. And so anger is one thing that, you know, can definitely be troublesome to us. It can shift our happy thoughts. It can turn that frown, that smile upside down, right? And so in the midst of that healing process, asking God to forgive and all those who have hurt you and set you free and put you on a road to happiness. It is so possible to get on that road to happiness. And I'm rooting for you as I root for me on today as well, of leave hurts behind. And in the midst of sometimes leaving those hurts behind, sometimes you got to leave those so-called folks behind as well that has been causing it. Because sometimes people throw bricks, and now those bricks are not ours. They are theirs. And so even in the midst, you got to leave them behind, right? You can love them from afar. Number three is get creative with giving. The Bible tells us we're far happier giving than getting. And so that's in the book of Acts chapter 20, verses 35 in the Message Bible. What can you do to help? So look around for different opportunities that you can do and be creative with giving. Maybe you having a fundraiser for some youth that you want to maybe help a local school that's in your area. Maybe it's an orphanage or something that you want to be creative and just give back in a way, right? And using your gifts. It's a part of using your gifts to get what it is that God desires from others. And sometimes just using your creative gift that God has given us, you know, sometimes we got to look around and use those tools. We are that vessel that's in our communities, that's in our villages and things of that nature. We got to look around and see what may be missing. Give money to a cause, to a good cause or a fund and raise an event. Maybe tutor a child that's struggling with school or that don't know how to read, or just as simple as maybe even tying their shoes. It's so much that we all have a part in the midst of doing to not only just make ourselves happy, but to put a smile on someone else's face. We all are a vessel here. I state that over and over. If this is your first time tuning in, we truly, truly welcome you for coming on in here on today. And so hopefully, in the midst of all of these great, wonderful, wonderful tips that I have shared with you, that you too will find happiness in the midst of all the things that you've been going through in the midst. So I've shared three so far in the midst of that. And so number four is knowing that feelings means you're dealing, means you're healing. And so those feelings are okay to feel them. Sometimes we want to suppress our feelings. We cover up things on a go-to-go. It's all right to pray about it, but sometimes we got to take a self-reflection of ourselves and we got to deal with that inner man. Many of us been running for so long and we can't find that balance because we haven't found that balance within ourselves. So sometimes we got to turn off the TV. We got to put down these smart gadgets and we got to get in tune with not only just our Bibles, but get in tune to have that self inner core balance with yourself. Take that time to have that serenity sanctuary. Maybe it's meditation. Maybe it's going to the temple. Maybe it's going to the church house. Maybe it's just where two or three are gathered where you can just pray and have that alone time. Listen, it is nothing more better than having some alone time to yourself sometimes and just stepping outside of yourself in the midst of stepping outside of your own problems. Giving back, as I stated, it makes you happy and all of that. And so listen, your mental is my number four. Your mental is every single thing. Your mental state is all of what really keeps you fueled and what's going outside of your BIBLE. And so definitely taking note of your mental estate and don't allow anyone to steal your joy because they didn't give it to you. And so I'm rooting for you today, my friends that are tuning in, and that God may continue to keep you and perfect, perfect peace. And I want you to listen to the melodies of this song and hopefully, prayerfully, that it will definitely help you, not only as it has helped me along my week, that these melodies of these words of the song will definitely help you. And so these are a couple of my favorite songs that definitely helped me in the midst of when I'm going through trying times. The last thing that I want to leave you with before I actually share this amazing songs with you of an array of songs is keeping perspectives, right? Keeping perspectives. The hard times you may be experiencing is merely a slice of your life, not your whole life. Think about your future and realize you don't want your life to be defined by one circumstances. So oftentimes we focus our lives on that one circumstances and we just want to wallow in it as if good days don't come again, right? Good days are not going to come, but they are going to come. And so rather than what's missing, find out what it is that you're missing in the mess that God is going to provide you. Sometimes we live so close-minded and so narrow-minded that we don't think that we deserve some things. We forget our worth that's deep down inside. And maybe some of us haven't even found our worth and tapped into it. I'm challenging you today to definitely to tap into the worth of you. Spend some time with you. Get you a notebook. Begin journaling. It will definitely help to release all of those things before you begin to lay them down on your pillow tonight. It will release all of the things that cloud your brain to keep you from going to sleep and taking the time to think of other things that could definitely bring you much joy, right? Sometimes take some time to go sit by some running water, right? Maybe a lake or something, if you have a lake, or anywhere that's maybe a park with some ducks, or even just the wonderful blue skies up above. If you look up above and the blue skies that God provides, I don't care what side of the hemisphere that we're on, we can all take some time to look up. Look up. And know that God is forever with us in the midst. Change your mood with your food as well. Sometimes in the midst of the foods that we eat can definitely shift our mood. Sometimes we can eat greasy foods. We can eat foods that we know that just doesn't agree with our digestive system in the midst. And so last I want to leave you with, let's go. Let's go. When you feel stuck in hard times, jumpstart and pro-change attitude by letting go of possessions that no longer work for you. Like old clothes, old shoes, old relationships, things that doesn't consume you, that doesn't mean you well, your physical things that are weighing you down, and start feeling lighter. And you'll witness how by letting go, you'll make room for new things to enter your home, your life. Along this journey, I'm telling you, it's time to get some spring cleaning done, to definitely to spring anew, and to definitely to stay rooted into Him in the midst of all of your things. So take a listen to these melodies. Listen, I enjoy hanging out with you and coming in and share some positive, thoughtful thoughts into your world, into your mindset. Listen, utilize these tools and you'll definitely have a brighter, greater, healthier lifestyle, and hopefully these tools here have helped you. Listen, my name is Natasha here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Have a great, amazing day, and don't forget to put the mask on you. You're so worth it.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.